Good morning, everyone. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm thankful to be here with you all this morning and for a week of daily devotion. So this is Michael Ainsley from Norway speaking, and I've been here a couple times before now. And just want to thank everyone for the opportunity and for the grace that is extended to me. So I just pray that the Lord will bless this week of the devotion, and may it be a blessed thought that the Lord has been putting on my heart to share. So I just want to start out to pray and commit this day, and as at least in Norway, we're starting, it's 6:45 here now. So let's just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, for giving breath in our lungs that we can stand up today, Lord, and to this new grace that you've given, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful for everything that you do in our lives. Lord, that you continually, you shape us and form us, Lord. Closer and closer and more alike, Lord, to the image of your Son. Lord, I just pray that you continue to work in our lives, Lord. We just wanted to commit this day to you and give you thanks and praise, Lord, for everything that you do. Continue to work on us, Lord. We fall short in many things. Lord, we are sinners saved by your grace. So we just pray, continue, Lord, to work in us. We ask, and we just commit this devotion, Lord, into your hands. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So, as I was thinking about what to share this week, there's a thought that I'm going to take out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we can just read from verse 7 till 10. And here Paul writes to the church in Corinth. This is the second letter that he sends there. But let's read from verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I exalt above measure. Concerning the things I pleaded with the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And this is a mighty, a powerful part of scripture. And just so you know, I'm reading from the New King James Version today and also in this week, just so you are aware. But here Paul says that he has received a thorn in the flesh in verse 7. And why? Yeah, he says here in the another verse that lest I be exalted above a measure. And to start with, all of us, we need to be put on a path, on a way that the Lord can point out for us. And one day, the Lord came and he revealed himself to us. We were in darkness. We were walking around in darkness. And we didn't have, we were just focusing on our own, path, on our own way. We didn't really think about God. But he saw us and he came to us and he stretched out his hands. And I believe each and every one have our own testimony of how the Lord came and he picked us up from the mud and started to cleanse us. And when he saves us and he fills us with his Holy Spirit and he wants to put us on a path, because we know that the Lord, he has one truth. He has a true way that he wants to give to his children. And as we read here in Paul's letter here to the Corinthians, he's talking about, if we go just straight into verse 9, it says, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" And I just want to title this, "I will boast in my infirmities." And when you boast in your infirmities, it says in the end of the verse that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And the thing that I want to focus on here is, what is the English word? A mindset that the Lord wants us to have, and he's working for us to have. And that is actually too, even though we go through pressure, we go through trials, we go through opposition for the truth that God has put us on. Are we able to look up, and when everything seems to go downwards in the natural, are we able to say up? Are we able to stay positive and ongoing, even though through the pressure, even though through the tests or the challenges that we meet today? And because if you're able to, and you don't let, or you don't give in to, let's say for example, you are sick today, and you feel very much in your body that you feel very sick, and it's hard to stretch out, you know, your mind to finding something positive to hold on to. Or you are in a situation where, yeah, it's tough because of the opposition, it's tough because the challenges, it can be anything from a family situation, it can be a marriage situation, it can be whatever situation you are in. Are we able to put our minds, look up to the Lord and say, "Lord, I want to thank you. Lord, help me in my weaknesses." Because, you know, my weakness, our weakness, it's in our bodies. That's where all the trials and everything is put on us. It wants to take our flesh. And the goal of, you know, Satan is for us to give in and say, and actually make us curse God, make us go against God. So he tries to give us all these challenges, these tests and trials for us to give in and give up the faith that was once delivered to the saints. But I encourage everyone by the scripture here that Paul says, that he says in verse 9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And in the last sentence, the power of Christ. And as we know, when we read about the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the perfect example of this. And we can just read about, you know, when Jesus were crucified and what he was going through. People, the soldiers mocked him. For example, if we read in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 27, it says there, then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus in the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and they had twisted a crown of thorns. They put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him and saying, Hail, King of the Jews. Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. So these are just one of the incidents going off to the cross. And we know in the life of Jesus, especially when he started his ministry, he received opposition everywhere. But even though he went through all of this, he did not focus on the trial or the weaknesses that came. Or let's not say weaknesses, but all the challenges that came towards him. He was able to focus on the Lord, focus on the task, on the way, on the revelation, on the leading, on the inspiration that God the Almighty had given for him to focus on. And as we know, it ends up by him saying, on the cross, after finishing all that he had done, he was able to say, Lord, forgive them, because they don't know what they do. And as we go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it's such a mighty and powerful attitude to have. I believe that the Lord will reward an attitude that says, that stays positive and ongoing, even though through each and every trial that we go through, so that the power of Christ, that's verse 9, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So by going through all these tests and trials, all these opposition, all the pressure, and we can still keep our mind focused, keep ourselves positive in everything that we go through, and rather focus on giving, just simply giving a smile through the pressure, and focusing on Christ and his path through the pressure, the power of Christ will rest upon us. The same power that rested on Christ when he went through the pressure, it will be on us. It will have an effect on people. So that's the thought that I have for the coming week. And we will go through different things here. But we can just finish up here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We read from verse 22 and all the way to 22 to 32, we read about what Paul has also gone through and how he is suffering with Christ. We can read from verse 24. From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes, minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I was shipwrecked, a night and day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes up upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble, and I did not burn with indignation? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. So we know that Paul, he also goes through a lot of things, and he is also an example of this. To boast in our weakness. Are we able to put our minds above the trials, above the infirmities that we have, and focus on the Lord and staying positive? And when things go downwards, it seemed to go downwards, we can say up, Lord, I am doing mighty fine in you. And because of you, that's the only thing that we can boast about. Because if it wasn't for him, we were nothing. But he put us in heavenly places with Christ. So he is the one that deserves the glory, even though we go through our challenges. So just pray that God gives you a blessed day. And may the words of the Lord just come into our hearts when we read and when we ponder upon it, Lord. May it just be with us. So I just pray. God bless you, all of you, and have a great day. So, Amen.